Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
I feel like we knew this was going to happen, right? 50% of people say they overstocked on too much stuff that they didn't need at the start of the pandemic.
Oh, you're talking to me right now before we hit the winter, before we hit the second wave, Anna.
Go.
The panic is still there for some people.
It's Anna and Raven. I find this hilarious because Raven is a super prepper. And I remember at the beginning of this, you were taking pictures of your stockpile. I go, there's no world where you're going to need that much Spam. I don't even know if that world exists one day. Right. I'm not sure I want to survive in it, to be honest.
All right, listen. Mm-hmm. All right, the Spam might have been a bad choice,
right.
All right? But when you consider the shelf life of Spam, it could still come in handy at some point. You don't know. When you guys are out there looking for antibiotics and stuff like that, okay, I'm
going to
sell you Spam.
Good.
All right? You'll be bringing me your gold, your minerals, all your valuables for the Spam that I got in my basement.
This made me giggle. Baby boomers and Gen X says that they overstocked on too much toilet paper. So I refused to overstock on toilet paper at the beginning because I thought it was fake.
Right.
Until I ran out of toilet paper.
Right. And then you couldn't find your toilet paper anywhere.
Oh, my gosh. And I was going crazy and I couldn't find it. So, you know, my parents have restaurants.
Right.
So I made my dad buy me, like, the bulk restaurant toilet paper.
Anna circumvented the system, the regular capitalist system that the rest of us, you know, normal residents have to deal with to get her hands on this.
All right.
Direct supply.
All they could, my dad could get was, like, the not great toilet paper from
Single
restaurants.
Ply.
Yeah. So I have a massive box in the basement of this toilet paper.
Right.
And my daughter's like, are we serious? Like, this is what we're going to use now? I go, yes, we're going to use this.
Until it's gone.
Done. We've got like 600 rolls left of this toilet paper. I've given it to friends. They don't want it. I figure Halloween's around the corner. I'll just toilet paper my own house at this point.
I'm pretty sure I have like 112 granola bars in my emergency stash downstairs too. I haven't eaten a granola bar since like middle school, but I still have them there if necessary. They're down there in the stash.
They go bad after a while.
Ah, that's all right. I mean, that's not really real.
Millennials said that they bought too much coffee. That was the number one thing that they overpurchased. I don't think there's such a thing as buying too much coffee.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Again, gonna need that when the apocalypse arrives.
We asked on social media and on our text line. You could always call too, 1-800-330-9999. What did you overbuy at the start of the pandemic?
Yeah, what do you got?
Michael wrote, my wife bought so much powdered milk. What do you do with powdered milk?
I don't think anybody knows.
You just buy it?
I think you can bake with it after.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think you can bake. Right? Something like that. Could come in handy. And it lasts, again, a long time. Just in case.
Another text says dried beans. I've never had them before, and I don't know what to do with them. That sounds disgusting.
I think you have to soak them, right? And then you make a soup.
And then they just grow again?
You make a soup.
It's like the opposite of a cranberry.
They're not magic beans. No, you soak them and you make a soup.
All right.
A nice bean soup or something like that.
Oh, Tamara wrote on our Facebook page, I have 3 new thermometers. That was a big thing. Remember, you couldn't get thermometers forever?
Right.
Yeah, and then you had to buy 3 of them? Like, what are you going to... If one doesn't work, you have the backup. What are you going to do with the third one?
The funny thing is I could care less about my temperature at this point. It's never 98.6. It's always a little bit lower or a little bit higher, just slightly. And everywhere I go now, I'm stepping up for a scan.
Yeah.
It's the new rewards card.
Yeah.
All right? It's the new ID. When you walk into a place, they don't care about any of those other things anymore. They're just like, we have to scan you first. Have you seen anybody in 2 weeks?
Have you been there? Have you left the state?
Right.
Where have you traveled?
Right.
Have you been in contact?
Right. Yes, just scan me already.
Just scan me.
Just scan me already. Am I all right?
Ma'am. Can you lift up your hat and take off your sunglasses? Yes, sir.
Right.
Yep, yeah.
But, you know, with all that nonsense that's been going on, there still are some things that have been actually made better by COVID. I know it's hard to believe, but, I mean, I've got a list of those things in my head, too.
Yeah, it's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Here's a shocker. 50% of people say they overstocked on too much stuff that they didn't need at the start of the pandemic. 100%. Everybody did that. A little bit, anyway.
Not me, man. I got everything I needed.
Mm-hmm. It's Anna and Raven. 188% increase in sales of canned meat. I can't wait for Raven to eat all that Spam.
I've got 4 cans of it.
Uh-huh. 52% of people said they bought way too much frozen veggies. Millennials said too much coffee and junk food.
I feel like those are, you can't have too much junk food or too much coffee. That feels like good planning to me. I got to be honest.
Well, Doritos go stale too. Baby boomers and Gen X overstocked on too much toilet paper.
Well, you know what? They caused the problem for the rest of us. I haven't seen my brand of toilet paper in at least 4 weeks.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you overstock on?
Okay, well, I'm Italian and I make homemade sauce a lot. So my Renzi Purple Label crushed tomatoes. And when I couldn't find them, I just bought any brand of crushed tomatoes I could have because, God forbid, I couldn't make the sauce.
Yeah, see, now that's the thing. It's not even about the materials you got. It's the fact that you've got a can of tomatoes in your house that you're unfamiliar with. It's like a stranger you brought into your house during COVID.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The toilet paper thing, the panic is not so much that there's not toilet paper right now. It's that I haven't seen my brand of toilet paper in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Still. I don't know what happened to that company.
I had the same issue because remember you couldn't get baby wipes?
Yeah.
So I have a baby. So
right.
I bought like the bad brand. I shouldn't say bad, but like it gives my daughter a rash.
Yeah. It's now like made in Mexico.
I have 4 boxes of the bad rash wipes because I was panicked that I would never see a wipe again. I don't know what to do with it. I guess I got to donate it, but what if it's going to give another baby a rash?
That's right.
You can cool with your daughter. They'll use any kind of wipes in school. Send those bad wipes in with your daughter to school.
That's terrible.
Right. Yeah.
But there are always a couple kids in class that you're like, you know what? A little bit of rash might benefit that kid. Learn a little bit of pain.
But along with all the things you overstocked on, you got to say there has been some COVID quote-unquote conveniences too.
No question about it. I'll tell you right now, the biggest thing that jumps out at me is takeout has been largely improved everywhere you go. Like before, you pick up some takeout, right? You don't know what you get in that bag. There could be no napkins. There might not be any utensils or anything like that. It's all in there, and everybody has a menu and an app that actually works now.
Yeah, you know what I really like?
What's that?
I like, for the COVID convenience, I like that now you scan the QR code and the photos, and it opens up a link that brings you to a menu.
Right there.
Oh, I think I'm like, why didn't we do this before? It seems like so much more efficient.
It feels like they finally got the QR code thing working.
They figured it out.
Also,
yeah.
They had to do that now. Public restrooms, all right? If they're open, they are definitely improved at this point.
They're so much cleaner.
I mean,
all of them.
You're telling me that you are cleaning that thing every hour. I'm not buying it.
Even
all
if
right?
you sign the initial on the back of the door.
I'm not believing you.
Nope.
But you are certainly showing up more than you used to.
You know what's a good COVID convenience, too?
What's that?
I don't know if you realize this, but everything is on sale. Like, all the online coupons and the online shopping are better than ever.
Because they're begging for your money.
Oh, they're literally begging for me to buy things. But, like, sweaters that I would never buy, they were too expensive before, are, like, 20% of the cost, and I'm like, okay, I can live with this.
I actually made it to the beach, and the beach was better because they were letting less people in.
There you
go. The beach was better. The personal space thing, like, let's be honest, all right? Awkward conversations with strangers where they get too close to you at the shopping store or whatever. I'm not saying it doesn't still happen.
Right.
But it happens less. The percentages are with you.
You're not shoved into an elevator with 100 people either anymore because now you can only put 2 in there and you have to be related somehow.
That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Not so bad.
There are some COVID conveniences when you think about it.